HEGWA. I'm not going to say much. I'm just going to get right to the good part. Because I'm fucking impatient. I can't believe that I've played with this twice. A whole twice since I put it together. Although, there is a bonus there, because it is currently set to fit my largest dildo. And, you know, that dildo used to be a bit of a challenge for me to take on. And as I've been using it for more and more GW-related things, it became easier and easier. But, well, if I haven't had it or anything inside of me for most of a week, well, I'm sure I got my fingers in me a couple of times. So, we shall see if, this poses me the same difficulty as it used to. Right now, well, right now I'm talking to you and just rubbing the head of this cup up against, rubbing it against my wet lips and teasing my foot a little bit. I haven't even touched myself. I climbed into the bed, swung my legs around to get up on my hands and knees and backed against this and started talking to you. So, I haven't rubbed my clit. I haven't. All I've done so far is just tease myself with this cock. But I've been doing a lot of thinking. A lot of wanting. Oh, finally. Slid it with enough force that it parted through my lips and rubbed the head of the cock there against my clit. Well, the thing is here is that I'm not on my hands and knees, I'm on my... Because if I come down to my elbows, then the tips of my nipples scrape against my bed sheets when I rock myself back and forth. Just provides that extra little bit of stimulation. Because, yeah, if I went up on my hands, and my nipples are free-flowing in the air. And that's not quite as much fun when it's just me. If there were someone else here, of course, to reach around and be fondling those nipples, well, I think that's easier done if I'm up on my hands. I mean, that's probably easiest done if I'm being held upright by my hair, not even putting any weight on my hands or my elbows. Fuck, I'm really torturing myself here, aren't I? I'm on a timetable. Voxy! Don't tease yourself. I've only got a limited amount of time here. Okay, so I'll get this cock in me then. Instead of just rubbing it on me. Well, that's not as easy as it was. I've got the head almost in. Oh, wow. Oh, really? After just this many days, it's this much of a stretch again? Why did I tease myself like that? Mm. such a stiff silicone ridge of the head of it is just... providing the widest point currently, and as such, is rubbing against me hard enough to hurt a little. So I'm gonna have to, it's well made then, because now I'm like, well then I'm not gonna be able to lift all the way up and lift this head out of me. I need to keep going deeper. And I mean, yes, I'm bouncing back and forth. But only a little. Let's say, like, half an inch to an inch long movements back and forth as I'm sliding barely and barely and barely deeper. About maybe 2 inches of it inside of me now. Fuck. I really did not expect that this would become a challenge again. Well then, good thing that I brought assistance. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm working this cock inside of me. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. That is so good. Oh, why is denying myself make these exquisite words later? Oh, fuck. It's almost in. Almost only in. Several inches of movement now. I'm still not able to come all the way off and back on. But I'm also not yet taking it all the way in. There's still like an inch. But, as it's fucking pushing deeper into me, I'm getting closer and closer to coming. Oh, God, it's so fucking stretched. Oh, God, I'm just sitting as low, taking as much as I can, and just rocking back and forth, minutely trying to get those last 3 centimeters in. Fuck. I'm not saying you can do it. Oh, you can make all of this. Oh, 2 weeks ago, you were using this all the time. That ridge isn't killing me anymore. Oh, I can fuck. I can fuck myself on this entire fucking huge dildo. And that gets me all closer to getting that last little bit inside.
grind a little more. This way right here. I think I should get some. I don't know whether to grind or to fuck myself. Just gonna fuck back against this. I'm gonna get that last. That's so inch my voice. Fuck! Oh god! Oh yes! Oh god, yes! Oh, I can feel it coming. I can feel it. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna scream so much. Oh god. Oh my god. Oh, that's right. Because I'm recording this. And so many people are gonna fucking hear me. Oh god, are you gonna come with me? Are you touching yourself? Are you listening and getting off while I get off? Are we gonna come together? Yes. Let's come together. Are you almost there? Because I'm almost there. Oh god. Fucking hell. Don't mind me. You keep doing what you were doing. I'll just fuck. I'll just be here in a puddle. Literally, I think I just left a puddle of drool on my bed. But seeing it would require
to not have my face smushed into the mattress. And I don't have that energy to press back yet. But... So, right now, my ass is way up in the air, suspended on my dildo rig like a hanging towel, and then my torso is bent forward from that, and just my right shoulder is smushed into the bed, and the right side of my face is smushed into the bed. And my right arm is trapped under my torso, because that's the arm that's rubbing my clit. And my left arm was what was holding me up on my elbow, and is now just like, I guess, a tertiary support. Most of the weight right now is on my knees. My face. which feels really hot, which is why I described it to you. Like, I feel like someone out there hears that description and wants to grab a hold of my ass and either plunge something else into my pussy or into my ass, or plunge their face into it, or I mean, that was amazing, and I am kind of stuck here until I have some breath back to move. And while I'm stuck here, I'm sure that there are any number of wonderful things that someone could do with me trapped with Gucci. And in part, I say this to gauge my own reaction, because if that turned me back on more, then maybe I should go for more orgasms. But you know what? I seem to have milked everything there was to get, all the cum there was in me, all the orgasm, all of the, not quite all the pleasure sensitivities, because as I'm slowly, pulling off of this cock, there are some nice feelings in there. but, I don't think I need more orgasms. I think that one is kind of amazing. It deserves its own audio. Thank you, everyone. I hope to be back soon. I already know which audio, two audios I'm recording first. I just need the time again. See you soon, GWA.